Welcome to the Voice of Freedom, a ministry of Ground Up Grace, where the daily message frees you for forgiven living.
Freedom for forgiven living is grounded at the cross, where Jesus takes all your sins upon himself and gives you, in exchange, his abounding grace. Let's listen together and see where his grace frees us today. Our verses for Monday, the 18th of May, reveal something about breath and how we need help to breathe. Nehemiah 9:20 and John 14:26 say it this way: Lord, you gave your good spirit to instruct our ancestors. The advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. We usually measure life from the first breath after a baby is born to the dying breath that a person exhales in the last seconds of life. And in between, we breathe. But this passage is talking about a different kind of breathing, a breathing that is the work of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, that resuscitates our life. We know what a resuscitator is these days to help people to breathe when they can't breathe in their own strength. And that's what these passages say. There is a breathing that we cannot do in our own strength.
And in John, he writes that the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father is going to send to us and who has been given to us, is going to instruct us with everything that we need to know to be reminded of Jesus and what he said and did.
You know, one of the things I ask myself is, why do I need to be taught or reminded of the words of Jesus? What is it that happens in me, or at least in my head, where I lose those words?
Well, we have to keep praying for the Holy Spirit to enter into our lives, because we are dull in our minds. And the evil one takes things away from us.
That's true. We are under attack as well. We have an enemy.
Yeah.
And the enemy wants to divide us from Christ and from his life-giving words. And the enemy speaks words of death against us. These are the words like, you're no good. I can't be proud of you. You've let me down again. What's wrong with you? I should have expected this. I mean, we've heard words like that. Those are the words that kill.
We know about taking a cleansing breath, which we breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in blessing, breathe out the negative, however you want to think of it. But it's very hard for us to breathe in the promises of God for ourselves. We have to hear it from somebody else. Somebody else's breath has to give that to us. And so that's the power of the preached word that many of us hear and worship.
But as the priesthood of all believers, I have a chance to bring that word to you, even if I'm not your pastor, right?
Oh, yes, you do. That, and we can do this for each other. We can pray for the Holy Spirit to give us the right words to say and read them from Scripture. Find the verses of, I will put a new spirit within you, a new heart. I will revive you. I want to give you that cup of refreshing water of the Spirit.
You know, one thing I noticed in the Nehemiah text, they were remembering the stories of God's faithfulness. How about telling stories?
Telling stories is wonderful, because I forget so quickly.
Oh, you need to be reminded?
Reminded, and you also need to write them down and rewrite them so that you can recall them at the time when you need to remember. Re, all the way home.
Right. One of the reasons that the trip formula works for me is that when I'm starting to meditate on those words that kill, I end up getting bad breath. And how can I get the sweet breath back, right? So that I am breathing life again. And one of the ways that I have done this is just to write down those words that affirm who I am in Jesus Christ that you find in today's text. And there's always been a temptation to me to deviate to the other, and that's why Sonia sometimes has to be the lawyer, the advocate, and say, Johan, stop doing that. And sometimes we need the lawyer's voice to tell us to stop what's killing us so that we can go to those words that breathe life into us. We'll just share a few of these from this passage for today. I am worthy of being taught by God. I have my own personal advocate who is watching out for me and wants to make sure I don't screw things up.
I'm a child who gets reminders.
These few words give you the privilege of hearing again who you are in Jesus Christ. These words breathe life into us.
During the COVID time, I've had the opportunity to sit and see what I have on my walls. Some of the greatest artwork we have is from Arnie Flotten. And we have these prints by George MacDonald, The Diary of an Old Soul. And one of them has a beautiful poem that we speak today. Thy fishes breathe where thy waters roll. Thy birds fly but within thy airy sea.
My soul breathes only in thy infinite soul. I breathe, I think, I love, I live but thee.
O breathe, O sink, O love, live into me. Unworthy is my life till all divine, till thou see in me only what is thine.
Now here's an old favorite. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me.
Our benediction. Whatever your daily grind may be, know that you are grounded in the grace of Jesus Christ.
Yes, I am.